Jimmy had trouble pronouncing the letter R, so his teacher gave him this sentence to practice at home. Richard gave Robert a rap in the rib for roasting the rabbit so rare. Well, sometime later, the teacher asked him to say the sentence for her. Jimmy excitedly rattled it off like this. Dick gave Bob a poke in the side for not cooking the bunny enough. He completely dodged the letter R. There are many useful, committed Christians at church, but it's sad how many others are evading the R of responsibility in their lives. They may be good people, accommodating, and even religious, but they're not really committed Christians because they don't want to be inconvenienced. Matthew 26, 33 and 34 tell us, Peter said to him, "Even though all may fall away because of you, I will never fall away." Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you that this very night, before a rooster crows, you will deny me three times." When the gift of faith comes into a person, there must be movement, productivity. Works or fruit must be present in a believer's life, or really there is no faith. Faith and works are intricately tied to one another. Faith without works is dead, James writes. Unproductive, ineffective. However, works without faith is just dead religiosity. You must have both faith and works to be a truly living believer in Christ. Peter wanted to be faithful. He even bragged that he could be, at least more faithful than the next guy. But it was only words. He was lacking a truly converted and conformed heart. His limited academic understanding lacked the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, which would eventually invade his life a couple months later. Are you a responsible believer whose fruit stands as a testament to your faith? Or are you like that little boy, or like Peter, living life in such a way as to get out of facing many R's of responsibility as possible?